Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, January the 17th, 2023. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition political parties, especially the Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, ahead of general elections later this year. 26 members of the Nelson Chamisa-led opposition party, including a minor, remain in custody tonight after they were arrested at a private residence in Budiriro over the weekend while holding an internal party meeting, which the CCC says did not require them to notify the police. Those arrested include members of Parliament Amos Chibaya of Mkoba constituency and Costa Machinga Uta, representing Budiriro, who handed himself over to the police today. Police rounded up the opposition supporters while hunkering down at Machingauta's residence. The accused activists were back in court today with lawyers from the organization Justice for Children making an application for the minor to be tried separately. Lishona njani izulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa mahlayana kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC. Kulaba sekeli baleli bandla abangamashumi amabili lasithupha ababotshwe ngempela viki ngemva kokutholakala besenza umhlangano wabo endlini yomeli we-CCC eBudiriro, uMnumzana Costa Machinga Uta, yena obotshwe namuhla. Abanye ababoshiweyo bagoqela umeli weMkhoba ePhalamende, uMnumzana Amos Chibaya. Kwaziwayi batereri beStudio 7. Nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusungwa zvakanyanya kwenhengo dzeCCC. Nasi nhengo dzebato iri 26. Dzanga dziri kumatare zvichitevera kusungwa kwadzo nemugovera dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita musangano usiri pamutemo kumba yemumiriri webudiriro mudare reparamende vaCosta Machinga Uta. CCC inoti nhengo dzayo dziri kushungurudzwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF pamberi pesarudzo. The SADC Lawyers Association is also blasting the Zimbabwe government today after a lawyer representing the CCC members, Uzai Kadzere, was beaten up and then arrested by police. One of the attorneys representing the minor, Pamela Musima, had this to say.
So Justice for Children ndapinda tikamirira mwana, but mutemo wedu uri kuita remwana harifanirwa kupabhulishwa pese panoitwa nyaya yemwana, koti inofanirwa kupiriwa in English the gallery should be cleared. So taita application yekuti gallery ikliwe yezuro nyaya yakatotongwa munhu wese arimo, but nhasi patasvika tabva tati gallery ngari kliwe. So application iyoyo ndiyo yazopedzisira yaita kuti nyaya ipostpone kuenda mangwana, because vamwe vese 24 vane konzero yekuti vatongwe, vanhu vese varimo nekuti vanhu vakuru, but for vana vadiki zvinovapa trauma, zvinovapa kuti even mazita avo asvibise kana vakatongwa makazara vanhu, nekuti hatizivi vari kutora mapikicha, hatizivi vari kutora umbo. Saka kazhinji kazhinji mutemo wedu unoti vana nyaya dzavo dzinotongwa kana vanhu vakawanda. Saka basically ndo zvataita mukati mezuvarana, taita application yekuti gallery kuiwe kana kupaiswa separation of trial. Separation of trial inongoti nyaya ngaitongwe mwana pake ega, vanhu vakuru 24 vari pauri. Ndo zvinotaura kodzero dzevana izvo.
That was Pamela Morima of the organization Justice for Children talking to our reporters outside the court today. Another lawyer for the accused, Mr. Wilbert Mandinde, elaborated.
We are coming out of court again, day two of our bail application. This morning we were unable to proceed with the bail application. An issue of importance was raised regarding the rights of the minor child whom I mentioned yesterday as being part of the 25 arrested. There was an application either to separate trial or to have the trial in camera. Obviously, the issue was of much concern as there are 24 others who have a right to be tried in public, in the presence of the media, in the presence of their relatives, in the presence of their friends. So the court is now adjourned to consider submissions that we made on that particular aspect, and will then decide whether the child will be separated, whether the court will be cleared, or whether the trial will just proceed as is. So we will come back tomorrow at 11:15, hopefully for the ruling and then continuation with the bail hearing. In the meantime, it is also important that I announce that our Honorable Machinga Ota, who was said yesterday in court to be a fugitive from justice, he has handed himself over to the police this morning. He was accompanied to Harare Central CID Law and Order by his lawyer, Mr. Darlington Marange. So he is now in police custody. It's an issue that will also raise as and when our opportunity to address court on the bail is concerned. That is the update that we have for today, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Lawyer Wilbert Mandinde for the opposition CCC members arrested at the weekend and currently in jail. Umsekelo Sikhulumeli se-CCC uMnumzana Gift Ostalosi Ziva uthe amalunga abo kumele akhululwe ngoba ebotshelwe ize.
EZimbabwe sinenkinga mayelana ngokusebenza komthetho elizwe ngenxa yokubana ke sikhangelele ukuthi abantu labo kufanele bephiwe ibail ngenxa yokuthi abala macala abawenzileyo. Sathi le meeting yethu umhlangano i-CCC asowonhlanganiso yabhanwana, ihlanganiso e-operator okusemthethweni okufanele i-content. Nxa kubiza ukhetho kufanele kube le-competition. I-competition itsho ukuthi kufanele liye campaigner, kufanele lironge. Thina njenge-CCC besite umhlangano wethu o-private asikhangelelanga ukubana ke umhlangano lo ufanele ukliwe ngenxa yokubana umthetho weZimbabwe uyavumela ukuthi abantu benze ama-meeting abo ke in private. Nxa yokuthi siya ke lapho esiya khona phambili ama-public meeting njengamara siyabhuka ngokomthetho siyawazi, kodwa sikubonayo ukubana ke kulokusetshenziswa komthetho against thina. Yikho sikhuluma ngendaba ke ye-Animal Farm Kingdom ukubana umthetho susetshenziswa ukubana uncindezela abanye uvumela abanye.
CCC deputy spokesperson the Gift Ostalosi Ziva talking to our reporters in Harare today to help us dissect this hot button issue. We are joined by opposition CCC official here in North America, Mr. Tim Moringai, and ZANU-PF youth leader for Bulawayo, Mr. Freedom Murechu. Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with Mr. Moringai. We saw Mr. Moringai, members of your party, 25, 26, being arrested at the weekend for allegedly convening an illegal meeting in Budiriro. They appeared in court yesterday. They were back in court today. There is a growing sentiment that members of your party are being victimized ahead of elections this year. What's your take on what's happening?
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkomo. We have said these things for a long time, that ZANU-PF as a party has no plan for Zimbabweans. What they have majored on is the minor of arresting, intimidating, torturing, and keeping our people away from serving the nation. We have seen that this is a continuous assault on the very freedoms that our Constitution gives us. That one bail is allowed. We have seen that Honorable Kala is still in prison 7 months with no court date or bail being allowed for him. So we are saying to the world, ZANU-PF, since its formation, has no plan for the people of Zimbabwe like we, the CCC, have offered an alternative that is very visionary and freedoms to all people in our country.
Thank you there, Mnumzana Moringai, and please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Mr. Murechu. Freedom Murechu is a ZANU-PF youth leader in Bulawayo. The CCC, Mr. Murechu, is saying its members are being victimized by the ZANU-PF government ahead of elections. What say you?
Thank you for having me. My take on this matter is that I think there's no victimization whatsoever. It's just, you know, it's a game that we now know that every time throughout the elections, our opposition members, opposition, you know, friends, should I say, they do some other things that they know that, you know, it's against the law. You know, the law is the law. There's no selective application of the law. Even us as ZANU-PF, we also apply whenever we want to hold our own meetings. We apply to the police and we get cleared. And these guys do these meetings without, you know, authorization from the police, knowing that they'll get arrested. And, you know, I know throughout the election, you know, you get free publicity for being arrested and you know, start getting sympathy from the people. But so this is a game that we know that they're good at it. But the citizens of Zimbabwe are now very much aware of that game. But they also want to get some publicity by getting arrested and say they start crying foul to the Westerners and say, look at what NPF is doing, they're arresting us and whatnot, you know, so that the image of Zimbabwe, you know, will be traded and so forth. So we're used to it. And I think the people of Zimbabwe now, they are also aware that it can be played by the opposition.
Kodwa Murechu, umhlangano lo bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yomuntu asorale ukuthi bekudingakala ukuthi abe CCC bacele imvumo emapholiseni kumbe bazise amapholisa bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yelunga le CCC babotshwe ngaliphi ke khonapho ngawuphi umthetho ngoba umthetho uthi nxa usenza irali kumbe umhlangano opublic kulapho ongazisa khona amapholisa kodwa lo ubungumhlangano osendlini yomuntu
njengoba ukhuluma mnumzana ukuthi umhlangano lo uthi ngabantu be-CCC akade behlangene ubungumhlangano atho yikho you can't say ngumhlangano it was a private meeting yet you are very clear to say amalunga opposition abothiwe sezimhlangano ungumhlangano we-CCC. And what you should know is that in Zimbabwe we have got you know our security sector which is very, very vigilant and they've got to call counter intelligence. Yesterday we see people being arrested after they've done something wrong. This time around people were arrested while they are planning something. So that's how our law enforcement agents do it, and the intelligence guys are there to pick up such kind of information. So I think umhlangano is very clear. We say abantu lawa ngabantu yothosini ngisho umhlangano. Lapha ivenue maybe uthe ivenue indibini nje umuntu aso ofisi, but okusalayo kungumhlangano manje. So it was a meeting planned here, you know, planned a meeting towards the my election as well. So it was a political meeting. They have to go and apply to the police. Now Musha is our Namchana, so that they are cleared. And it's for their own good, because these days we've been hearing a lot of issues, which are abandoning the neighbor, the same Namchana, and the Bata. So I'm a police, I'm a police. And it's not like you know, I'm a police in Changa. Then I'm by my police and they're in Changa. They are protected by the law of Zimbabwe. I'm a police as a corner, so that you know, I want to have a way.
Kodwa kulomahluko khonapho mnumzana Murechu, akula mthetho othi nxa abantu besenza umhlangano o private, there is a difference between a public meeting and a private meeting, and umthetho wemopa ukhuluma ngepublic a meeting, kodwa lapha umhlangano lo ubusendlini yomuntu. Ikho i-triple C isithi cha, abantu laba ababotshelwe ize ngoba umhlangano lo ubungekho public. Ngize kuwe mnumzana Muringai Murukunzwa, va Freedom Ureshi vari kutaura hanzi hapana zvekuti private meeting kana kuti musangano uri public. Nhengo dzenyu dzakapara mhosva apa nekusangana dzisina kuzivisa mapurisa.
Tinoziva isusu kuti ZANU PF is an organization isingateedzere mutemo wayo waunomboiswa pasi. Tikuona kuti Mr. Murechi vari kutaura dhanzi vada kuti protecta muprivate meeting yemumba, which is undemocratic according to MOPA rules dzavakanyora ivo pachavo dzekusungirira vanhu kuti kana vachida kuita meeting unofanira kuita application to the law kana iri rally. A private meeting in the house manyatsovatsanangurira zvakanaka has got nothing to do with the disturbance of peace or anything to do with the disturbance yevanhu in the area. Yanga iri mumba ma MP wedu vamachingauta and people were peacefully discussing issues that were going on. ZANU PF has the tendency yekufungira kuti anywhere panosangana vanhu ECCC they are planning something, of which we are planning the development of our people. We are planning to bring a new government ichapa vanhu a freedom yavakarwira iwe ZANU PF nguva yehondo. Saka zvavari kungotaura zvekuda kusunga vanhu means kuti ivo vave kutya kuti ndofunga ECCC yada kutitorera power and all these other things, but hapana zvakadaro. Isusu we're a peaceful party, we've been peaceful from the beginning, hapana kana mirizhongo yatatanga, asi tirikuona mapurisa ari kuabuswa nestate kuti vatore one side all the time.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Muringai. For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition ECCC members. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Sana kusithuma singumsakazi weStudio 7 njalo kuhlelo njengokusho kwami sikhuluma ngokubotshwa kwamalunga ECCC. Lamhlanje kuhlelo sile siphathamandla seECCC umnumzana Tim Muringai kanye lomnumzana Freedom Murechu, umholi wabasakhula beZANU PF kobulawayo. Let's take a short break. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Vachangoti bata iyi nepfenyuro yeStudio 7, uyezve tiri pachirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Nasi tiri kutaura ninyaye kusungwa kwenengo ze bato rinopikisa RCCC iro rikuchema-chema richiti nengo dzaro dzakushungurudzwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF pamberi pesarudzo mimwedzi dzichaitwa mimwedzi mishoma inotevera. Nasi muchirongwa hatina vatimu ringai veCCC muno muNorth America pamwe chete nava Freedom Murechu vebato reZANU-PF kubulawayo. Mpenduke kuwe mnumzana Murechu. There is a feeling among the legal fraternity, among the opposition, that police are taking the side of ZANU-PF. They are not being impartial in their discharge of duty, especially as we head towards the 2023 elections. Muriku Juana Oseva Murechu.
Ndiye kungo tichete vanhu vanenge vachida kutsvaga chine chete ne publicity. But there's no selective application yemutemo kunzwande ZANU-PF kana MTC. Nevanhu vedu isusu vanosungwa ne police, because police haisi ZANU-PF. Police ndeinyika yese. So nevanhu vedu nesi vanosungwawo. Saka hapana selective application. Vanhu vakashinga last time vakambosungwa MP vedu vainzi vakereke vakanga vapomerwa rep vakasunga vakaenda kujeri. Ajustice naye vachive jena vakambosunga hatina kumbotanga kutaura kuti mapurisa akuvictimiza maMPs. Vakawanda even mayouth edu kubulawayo sometime ago vakambosungwa, hatina kumboti mapurisa akutora masite kana akusunga vanhu veZANU-PF sere kupfuura vanhu veopposition. Hatina kumbokomplaina. Hapana selective application.
Asi izvozvo inyaya dzisinei nezvematongero enyika vaMurechu. Panyaya dzezvematongero enyika apa tiri kuona pane nhengo dzenyu dzinombochisidzira dzinombokurudzira mhirizhonga kuti vashamisa ngavaurawe, asi pari zvinhu hasati dzasungwa nanhasi.
Imini maka vanhu vanofarira mahuman rights vachiti vanhu ngavave nemarights avo, vanhu ngavave nemarights avo. Purezidendi wedu anotwitwa every day, almost every day pafacebook, patwitter vachitwitwa nezvimwe zvinyadzi zvinosingamboiti. Hatina kumboona munhu wani akambosungwa kunzi atwika president, because president akati ho vanhu vanoda marights.
Vamureshu, ndikubatei muromo. Vanhu vakawanda vanogara vachisungwa apa vachinzi vatuka mutungamiri wenyika. Vakawandisa, mhero kuti hamuzionere nyaya dzacho mumatare. Asi batai makadaro kuti mbotora mutereri. Sitati mulaleli kwele South Africa uRoy. Mutereri makadii henyu?
Makasimba hangu baba, makasimba.
Aiwa, takasimba kana makasimba. Wo, mapinda muchirongwa, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Toto ndasiwa nekuti ndamusiya muchirongwa.
Ziri kushungurudzwa here nhengo dzeCCC? Dziri kuti dziri kushungurudzwa asi ZANU-PF iri kuti handizvo. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Izvi zviri pachena zvazvidibare. Hazvidibare vakuru vangu vasingoti isi tinongoguma tichiti Mwari dai vapindira, nokuti hakutenderwi kukosera. Wakosera ari weCCC watopinda dambudziko. Vanobva vatomuka zvenze chaire chaire kuti asekutoti kriminari ya handizivi kuti dandobato rega here iyo ZANU-PF munyika umu. Dai Mwari atingira, nekuti mweya wava nawo chaiwo chaiwo totoshava kuti zvinombofamba sei, kuti tatonekukawo here kana kuti iyo nyika maneya akati havaionewo here kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe, havanoramba. Saka tichata sei manje?
Amen, otobvunza imimi varoyi. Poitwa sei?
Ndozvatiri kutaura kuti dai vodai vagona kupa vanhu mukana, vanokambena vachikambena, vanotaurawo nezveshoko reCCC
Thank you very much. Mnumzana Muringai, vako na vanya vakala elapa vati. Yebo amalunga enu, ngabe shluguluzwa kotwa, ibandla lenu lalo ili, ungani kalila direction, umkokelu enu babu chamisu, ungani kautopi kuhlu mchina. Ungani alasega njesikati nesinengi, bacho njalu abanye, utinu wena ngaloko.
Nyabonga nkomo, hai pati mfunuti li lungi selapa. Ngathi ukukhuluma khona umrethu bebefaki ipicture yami hayi ansiyo so ngathi kulibe ne confusion bitani
sorry za khuluma labo producers abam sorry
alright sorry no problem so mina ngathi konapo makungena plan o besithi ubaba Chamisa is not doing the right job, why is Zanu PF arresting all our leaders? In an independent democratic country like Zimbabwe, which has peaceful people, why are they pushing the narrative that all our MPs are being arrested? We have Ubabu Job Scala has been in Etilongweni for the past 7 months with no reprieve. Bail has been refused for him for 7 or 8 times. Kathesi sebebophe champion in chief owenza organizing umnumzana uChibaya lo umnumzana uMachingeuta kwabo lo umnumzana Sithole. In a country that is democratic and peaceful, akulampi akulabantu abahlukuluza except ZANU-PF. So thina sesikhangela umongameli welizwe uEmmerson Mnangagwa sithi he is the head of all security apparatus in Zimbabwe. Is he the one that is behind this to take away the fire that the Zimbabweans have got now will remove the ZANU-PF government? So I think esikubona is all these things that they have had, wabula umboneni Ncube, we know that last year during the March elections, wabula wabanye echiweshe lapana, and they keep on doing this to dissuade and discourage our people. But one thing we know about Zimbabwe is we shall overcome. There is no fear anymore. We are going to vote ZANU-PF out, no matter what they do.
Siyabonga Mringa is kati, sibuyele ku Mureshu as we close. Mureshu ubuzithwe nabantu abasabotshwa ngokuthethi umongameli, bengisithi mina bahlala bebotshwa abantu almost every week. Kodwa kungelani lalokho, usigqibela uhlelo ngamafitshane. Uyamuzwa ubaba uMringayo uthi liyesaba nje yiko libahlukuluza, lesaba ukhetho.
Yo, uyamuzwa kodwa lo ayibona ngani into ayikhulumayo lokho uyazikhiphela. ZANU-PF vele wayesazi lutho and siyekhethweni lolu siyakwazi ukuthi vele isine kudala ngoba siyiphathi lama-structures isingene ebantwini and siyakwazi abantu abazavota ngobuningi babo evoteni ZANU-PF. I-ZANU-PF kayindawo, I want to make it very clear to Comrade Mringayo that ZANU-PF is going nowhere and okuzakuhamba ngamanzi lamagesi ematawundi lapha abalokuza ngathi ngamanzi amatawundi lawa arunda yi-opposition yiko okuzabe kuhamba kuphela kodwa iZANU-PF is not going anywhere.
Siyabonga, siyabonga, and that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guests. That's Mr. Tim Mringayo of the CCC, as well as Freedom Mureshu of ZANU-PF. Thanks also to you, the viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow, same time, same radio station, Studio 7. I'm your host, Tumamili Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.